This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. First up this hour, the growing pressure on Syria over its alleged role in the assassination of Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Today, the U.S. and France announced their support of a United Nations report on the matter. It implicates Syria. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says the U.S. and France are working on a resolution that will demand Syria's cooperation as the investigation goes on. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
Bolton and the French ambassador to the UN made their announcement shortly before the UN's chief investigator in the case was set to make a presentation before the UN Security Council. The investigator, German prosecutor Detlev Melis, took a low-key approach that contrasted sharply with the tenor of his report, which cited witnesses who named Syrian and Lebanese officials as suspects in the assassination. The Melis report also accused Syria of failing to give meaningful cooperation to the probe. Melis noted that the UN has extended his commission's mandate to investigate until mid-December.
The commission is of the view that this would provide yet another opportunity for the Syrian authorities to show greater and meaningful cooperation and to provide any relevant substantial evidence on the assassination.
The Melis report accused Syrian officials, including Syria's foreign minister, of giving misinformation to investigators, and it said the Syrians refused to allow the commission to interview potential witnesses outside of Syrian territory, where they might be less susceptible to intimidation.
Syria is the main victim of this crime.
That's Syria's UN ambassador, Faisal Mekdad, speaking through an interpreter. He repeated his country's position that the assassination hurt Syria as much or more than it did Lebanon. Mekdad maintained that Syria offered full cooperation, and he accused the investigators of pointing a finger at Syria before their probe was complete. After the Security Council discussed the report in a closed session, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton told reporters that the U.S. and France will offer a joint resolution aimed at pressuring Syria to cooperate.
We want a very strong signal from the Council to the government of Syria that its obstructionism has to cease and cease immediately.
The resolution may not include any mentions of sanctions against Syria if it fails to cooperate. France has indicated that it doesn't favor any sanctions until the investigation is complete. Russia, which has close ties to Syria, is considered likely to veto any resolution that mentions specific action against the Syrian government. Bush administration officials say they'd like to see a resolution on the issue ready by Monday. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.